I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. And my guests today are David Allen and Joyce Griggs, both affiliated with the University of Illinois School of Music, and specifically affiliated for the purposes of today's discussion with the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program, ISYM. We'll hear all about that and hear some excerpts of some of the performers at the various camps on the show as well. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. That was a medley called Kid Stuff, arrangement by Richard Heyman, of some tunes I imagine you probably recognized most of them. But in case not, the Children's Marching Song, whose composer I don't recognize, March of the Siamese Children, but Richard Rogers, that comes from The King and I. The Mickey Mouse March, All Around the Mulberry Bush, Mary Had a Little Lamb, London Bridge, Alouette. You've probably heard of all of those. The Boston Pops, conducted by Arthur Fiedler here on FM 90.9. And that's by way of introducing our topic for the day, which is the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program at the University of Illinois School of Music, ISYM. And it is going strong for 2009. We've got a couple of guests here from the University School of Music, David Allen and Joyce Griggs, who are affiliated with that program and tasked, I hate use of that word that way, with trying to recruit some folks to come to the program, among other things. So both of you, thanks very much for coming on the
show
today.
Thank you for having us.
This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we'll be hearing as we go some excerpts from the various camps, orchestra camp, band camp, flute camp, trombone camp. We'll see how far we get in the conversation, but there is an awful lot. Why don't you each tell us your particular role at the School of Music and then specific to ISYM. Joyce.
I'm an assistant director at the School of Music and, among other things, oversee admissions and outreach. ISYM is, of course, our largest program for outreach opportunities. We have, as Kevin mentioned, about 1,100 students who participate each summer. And my role within the camp is actually as executive director, so trying to manage the overview of the camp.
So not a small role.
Not a small role.
And you play sax. Do you still play?
I did. I just came from a rehearsal, in fact.
Wow. What were you rehearsing?
A large ensemble piece that actually three composers on faculty at the University of Ritten. We're going to do a recording next week.
Excellent. So you're keeping your chops up. That's
absolutely
good to know. And Dave Allen is a trombonist. Are you still playing at all?
I'm not playing so much.
I remember when I went to college and then actually quit playing French horn and went back and visited my band director one time. And he said, "Are you still playing?" And I said, "No." He said, "What a shame." So I was almost going to say, "What a shame," because I know you're a really good trombone player.
Well, I've kind of filled that void with working with groups. You know, I was a high school band director and had the opportunity to conduct some really fine ensembles over 8 years prior to coming to the university. And I think that just kind of hooked me in, and that's my musical outlet now.
And so your role at the university and ISYM now is what?
Well, I work with Joyce to coordinate our outreach events, and I think they brought me in particular to work very closely with Illinois Summer Youth Music. I know a lot of the directors in the state and various music programs, and we've been very actively making this program vital and relevant to youths today, and that's taking, as we talked about previously, it's taken a little bit of an overhaul. We've added a lot of things with the advice of our predecessors who have organized this program over the years, and So basically, to answer your question, I work with the outreach events and primarily Illinois Summer Youth Music, but I also work with our music education students. About half my time is spent placing our student teachers in local schools and making sure they're ready to go out and be teachers themselves.
Which is an extraordinarily important role in a very strong music ed program traditionally here at the University of Illinois as well. So give us an overview, either of you, about ISYM, Illinois Summer Youth Music.
I didn't mention that I'm an ISYM former camper, actually. And probably the reason I came to the University of Illinois as a student was my experiences at Illinois Summer Youth Music. And Joyce has some interesting information, too. Between the two of us, I think we've probably filled each role in the ISYM camps. You were a counselor at one time? Is that the...
Counselor, work crew.
Right.
Were you ever a camper, Joyce?
I was not.
Okay, so I'm going to rephrase my question now. David, yeah. Rather than giving the administrator's point of view of
sure.
what ISYM is, give the camper's point of view.
Well, I'll tell you, for me, each new session, when we come in early in the morning to greet the new group that comes, usually about 400 campers per session, I recognize just the feel, the smell, the aura of, you know, the residential halls here at the University of Illinois, and it always brings back memories for me, and it gives me some extra excitement to get through the very long day that is our registration day and first rehearsals. But for me, it was really a magical experience to come to this campus. I came from Centralia, Illinois, down southern part of the state, and to come up into this Big Ten University scene and work with the faculty members of the School of Music really had an impact on me. I came as a junior high camper and then also high school, playing in the different orchestras and bands with different conductors like Harry Beejan I had one year, you know, and I had local high school band directors who've done great jobs, like Joe Wolf when he was at Centennial. He was one of the conductors that we had here at the camp, and I was able to have these experiences with these folks who are now my colleagues and peers, and just learn a lot more about music. You know, I could really dive in deep and, you know, sectional rehearsals, small group. I remember doing quartets with Robert Gray, who passed away earlier this year. It was a great loss for our School of Music family. But he and the Illinois Summer Youth Music faculty had quite an impact on me to want to go on in music and get as much as I could out of it.
So what was a typical, or what is a typical week like for
a
camper?
Well, your typical day, let's see, if I would pick a camp, this would represent a large ensemble camp, for instance, orchestra or band or chorus. The typical day starts out with students going to like a technique or a warm-up or perhaps a full rehearsal for one of the, it's a seven-period day, and the morning for the large rehearsal, for the large camps, are either, you know, get ready for a large rehearsal or have a large rehearsal. And we stagger them so that we can fit into our facilities. And then after warm-up or large rehearsals, they go into small group rehearsals where they get to kind of pick apart the music and work with different instructors other than the primary ensemble directors and conductors. Then they get some time to go to an elective class. All of our ISYM participants have the opportunity to sign up ahead of time for one of our many elective choices. We have everything from Balinese dancing to music technology, composition and theory. You can learn to play didgeridoo this summer, actually. It's one of our choices. Through our Center for World Music, we've been able to expand these electives quite a bit. So this elective course gives them an opportunity to get off of their vocal cords or their chops, as we say, you know, with the brass instruments and woodwinds, and to kind of expand their knowledge in music and maybe take something home to their schools and say, hey, why don't we do this in our own school program? You know, we'd like to have a composition class, or we'd like to have music technology as a part. Then that gets us up to lunch. They all get a chance to eat in the Illinois Street Residence Halls. And thanks to our excellent housing staff and the folks who prepare the food, it is excellent. I mean, the first time I had the ISR food, I was a little leery because it's dorm food, right? But it was kind of like going to a mall food court, you know? I mean, right to the coffee. Then in the second part of the day, we generally have a last rehearsal, and some chances to do some small group work in master classes, where the students will get a chance to hear either a soloist or someone from the camp play a solo. And the idea there is to kind of warm down through the end of the day, give them a chance to be inspired to come back the next day and do their own performing and developing their skills. And then the evenings consist of supervision by our counselors. They always organize some event for the campers to go either to the Union for a rec night, or we'll go to the Quad and hear a concert, or we'll go to Krannert and hear part of a concert, and then have some free time at Orchard Downs. At the Grove, that's right. And we've taken them to the movies. It depends from summer to summer and week to week. We just make sure that we have evenings filled with fun things for them to do, really off of the rehearsing, though, and off of the playing of the instruments, to give them a chance to rest their minds and to have some social time with their friends, because that's a huge part of the camp.
Sure.
You know, I mean.
And the camps are a week long, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Seven-day experiences.
We'll get into some of the structure a little bit. Why don't we hear an example, since you mentioned your larger ensemble experience.
Sure.
You brought one of those along.
Yes,
what
I did.
What are we going to do first?
I just chose some highlights from the program. And the first thing would be our senior orchestra under the direction of Eduardo Diaz Munoz from our own School of Music faculty. And just a little clip of them playing some of Danzone No. 2 by Arturo Marquez.
Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, we're talking about the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program at the University of Illinois School of Music. Performance by the senior orchestra at the Illinois Summer Youth Music Camp from last summer in June of 2008. The conductor was Eduardo Diaz Munoz, who is director of the opera program here at the University of Illinois, and they were playing the final piece on their program, the second dance or danzón by Arturo Marquez, a Mexican composer. Eduardo bringing some of the music of his heritage onto the program. And you get a good idea of what they sound like by the time they've spent all week working in the camps and also doing a lot of playing, as we heard from Dave Allen just a little bit ago. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Marches are everywhere, at weddings and funerals as well as parades. I'm John Frayne. Join me as I sample the great variety of this musical form, which gets us from one place to another, whether fast or slow, in two-step. On Classics of the Phonograph, Saturday at 10 on WILL FM 90.9.
And this is WILL FM and HD, a service of Illinois Public Media. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. We're talking with Joyce Griggs and David Allen of the University of Illinois School of Music about the ISYM program. I notice you're pretty diligent about not saying ISYM. You say the whole name, Illinois Summer Youth Music, which I always thought was kind of a weird name. It doesn't have rhythm. And I always thought somebody should make a name that has rhythm, which is probably why a lot of people just say ISYM. But in any event, that's neither here nor there. Joyce, why don't you give us an overview of the various camps, when they happen, how long they're for, and so on?
Sure, and some new recent additions as well. The summer program has been going on for 60 years. This is actually our 60th anniversary. And so with that, we have tried to come up with, over the last several years, almost a reincarnation of some of the things that even took place back in the 1950s and 60s. And so we do have a selection for both large ensemble opportunities, as my colleague David was mentioning, band, chorus, orchestra, including, in addition to that, jazz as well for both junior high and senior high students in all of those areas. And then we have a series of programs that we've gone through several names for them, specialty camps, pre-college camps. They are open to older junior high students and high school students. Those include a variety of wind instruments, including flute, saxophone, trombone, and we also have many other instruments, violin, percussion, organ, cello, double reed, and that gives them a good variety of things to pick from if they really want to come and work on their individual skill set or small chamber ensemble opportunities with the pre-college programs.
So can you do, say, a chamber program when you're also in the orchestra or band camp?
Absolutely. About 4 years ago, in fact, that was one of the newest additions when David and I started organizing the camp together. We brought on board the idea of the elective classes. And with that, for the high school session, which is all large ensemble participation, it's the very first week. It's June 14th through the 20th. Based on the first day auditions, students are selected for several chamber ensembles. And we've done some things like we did a Brandenburg concerto last year with a small group, and we've done saxophone quartets and brass quintets, and we've also done some small percussion ensembles. So there's a wide variety for chamber music, even within the large ensemble.
And David had given away earlier that you've actually been a counselor at the camp yourself. Is that since you've been at the school or before you actually started officially working for the School of Music?
It was before. I actually completed my undergraduate degree from the University of Illinois, and around my junior year started making some connections with the organizers of the camp. At that time, some people might know Rick Murphy, who was the not the head counselor, but he coordinated the counselors' schedules. And they found themselves in need of a counselor on occasion. And so I was brought on board for a couple of summers. I also helped the counselors just by taking the parents' phone calls, sort of the first line of action, if you will, at the residence hall. And then I also started wearing some other hats. I was a work crew member, as was David Allen at one point, I believe, moving all of the large instruments from rehearsal to rehearsal. And then I came back when I was an employee of the university, and 4 years after starting here as a full-time employee, what became involved with ISYM as part of my job.
And when you were a counselor, what were some of the bigger challenges for the counselors?
I think the biggest thing for the counselors, at least for me, was making sure that everyone had their lights out at 10:30 at night. And the counselors had a way of walking around the building and seeing who was whose lights were still on. And so we'd get phone calls. And I was on the very top floor. So there were a lot of students who liked to stay up a little later, maybe than 10:30. But we really try to make sure that students not only get to play hard, but they also get to rest. That's very important for the health and well-being of the students. And so we're fairly cautious about making sure that they get their sleep at night and breakfast and lunch during the day.
Are the dorms segregated, boys and girls, or are they mixed up?
They are. They are segregated, just like the university model in most facilities. They're divided by floors.
And do you, when you were a counselor, did you work exclusively with the girls or also with the boys?
You work a little bit with everyone when you're going from an event back to the residence halls or vice versa. When you're at the cafeteria for one of the meals, you work with all of the students. But you really are assigned a core group of students, about 15 to 18 students typically, and you check in with them. And so the counselors are really vital in that the students make almost a stronger connection with their counselors than they sometimes might even with their teaching staff, just because they're with them for the bulk of the day. And so you check in with them probably 4 or 5 times from 5 p.m. until 10 when everyone has to be on their floor. And then you're responsible for being with them from 10 until about 7 o'clock the next morning when they leave for breakfast.
And do you find that kids who come to a program like this are sufficiently serious that even in their play hours they're pretty easy to deal with? Or do you have some that are just kids and you really need to corral in?
Well, you know, kids will be kids, but one of the best attributes that has been given to ISYM students, participants by the university housing and dining staff, is that out of all of the summer camps that they organize and work with, they often cite ISYM as the easiest and best camp.
Really? Well, that's just that's because musicians are swell.
That's why we get the good residence halls, too.
Is that right?
Yes.
So there are definitely good ones and bad ones.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say that, but I'd say we get the best one.
Yeah. We won't go too much into that, depending on who's listening here.
Yes.
Let's have another example. You brought along something from one of the bands,
I think. Something from our senior symphonic band? This is from first session last year. Gallop by Shostakovich, conducted by Abel Ramirez.
Who is the interim director of bands at the University of Illinois right now. We're talking about Illinois Summer Youth Music, just as it says, the Summer Youth Music Program at the University of Illinois School of Music here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Performance from the 2008 ISYM Senior Symphonic Band, conducted by Abel Ramirez, the Gallop by Dmitri Shostakovich, as transcribed by a great bandmaster himself, Donald Huntsberger, and heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Coming up towards the end of the program, we'll give a few items on our music calendar that you might participate in. It's a little thin these days as universities throughout our listening area are done, at least for the official school year, and then not a lot has started up for the summer. But we're talking about one of the things that will be starting up soon, which is the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program at the University of Illinois. My guests, David Allen and Joyce Griggs from the U of I School of Music. The first camp is starts June 14th, the second one the 21st, third one July the 5th. What's the application process, and when would our applications due, and are they still open?
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons we're so pleased to be here. We're in our last month push to make sure that we have good instrumentation for all of our ensembles, and some sections have closed. Information is on the website, but we really are interested in making sure we get all the spots filled. We need enough tuba players and enough bass voices and enough bassoons and the various instruments that it takes so that each ensemble provides a very good experience for all the participants. So the process involves either going to our website or getting your hands on from one of our public schools that received our mailings or a past campers mailing the registration form in which applicant will choose which session and which camp experience they'd like to have. Send that to us either by submitting it online or mailing it or faxing it, whatever you'd like to do, and we get back to you hopefully within the next week and a half to 2 weeks. We have, as you can imagine, quite a load of applications at this time because many people are finishing their public schools, getting out, and they're saying, oh my goodness, I have to get my application in for summer camp. But we do get back to you as quickly as we can to let you know if the participant is going to be accepted or not based on our numbers. It really is a first-come, first-serve camp experience, with the exception of our academy and pre-college programs. Those folks, if interested, need to submit a CD. And those details are a CD recording of them performing a couple of contrasting works. And those details are on our website. And
what is the web address? Yeah.
It's the School of Music website. There's a link to ISYM on it, but here it is, www.music.uiuc.edu/ISYM.
And if you can't remember any of that, just go University of Illinois, find the School of Music, and you'll get there. School of Music has a nice website and some nice new features to it, including, what is the section called, Media Center?
Media.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which I haven't yet explored.
Lots of great recordings on there. And we have a tab for ISYM right in the center of the page, right at the top. You can't miss it. If you get to the music page, you're in good shape.
So the regular camps, not the academy or pre-college camp, how competitive a situation is it, other than first come, first serve?
When you say competitive, you mean just to get into the camp?
Yeah, well, you know, if I'm a tuba player and you have, let's say, you're looking for 25 tuba players for whatever reason, and I am fifth in line.
Right.
What's the likelihood, you know, if I'm sort of a mediocre player that I'll get into the camp?
You would get into the camp. We absolutely need about as many tuba players as would potentially apply. We'd like to have at least six for each band, and we'd like to have one at least for the senior orchestra. And it just seems that tuba players are in great demand right now. Tubas, bassoons, and believe it or not, percussionists. Now, if you told me you were a saxophone player and you wanted to come to camp, I would have to say, unfortunately, our alto sax spots are filled in session two junior camps, and if you played oboe, we're already filled for session two junior camp and session one senior camp. You have to look at the closings list on the website. But it's interesting how it works for various, or if you sing soprano in the choir, those spots fill up much faster than if you sing bass in the choir. As a matter of fact, I think we have years when we have sopranos who try to convince us that they're altos so they can get in. And then we learn on the first day that, oh, they can't sing that part. So we have too many sopranos. But we really go to great efforts to make sure that we have a balanced instrumentation in each ensemble. Let's say you're a flute player and you get in the camp. You don't want to show up and have 25 flutes and one tuba in the back of the room. We want to provide for a band or orchestra, we want to provide balanced instrumentation. So we try to watch that closely. And so, unfortunately, it involves just not letting some people in, and we have to put them on a wait list or hope they can come back the next year.
Sure. So if you are play one of the more common instruments or sing in one of the more common parts, let's say sopranos, and you're the fifth person to have applied, is it still competitive at that point, meaning that if you're not at a certain level, you don't get accepted?
No, we go in the order that we receive the applications. We date stamp every application. If you do it online, the database automatically stamps, and we consider the first applications first. Now, for the academy track, that is different. We definitely it's a little more competitive, and we choose based on the level of the performance on the CD that they submit, or tape, and that each of those choices are made by the coordinators within each camp. For example, Jonathan Keeble, our flute professor, is in charge of our flute camp. And Reed Alexander does our two of our piano camps. Christos Tsitsaros does another of piano camp. So we have various faculty members who review the CDs for the academy level. But the bulk of our participants, I will call them campers, they are accepted on a first-come, first-serve basis.
Once they get here, are there it seems to me that I've heard that you if you're in for the larger ensembles, that you have auditions for chair placements,
right?
And then are there different levels of orchestra once they get here in, senior camp?
You said a scary word now. I don't want to scare people away, but we do a placement audition on the first day, and we have each student prepare a little bit of music, you know, that we mail to them prior to the camp itself. They come in and they play for one of our instructors just about 10 minutes, a couple of scales, some rudimentary stuff that they've had an opportunity to work on. And then we place them in an ensemble based on the level they are. We don't want the campers to come and be frustrated by not having enough of a challenge, but we also don't want them to be frustrated with having too much of a challenge. You can err on either side, and we're very careful to avoid that at all costs.
So you pretty much try to match the experience to the level of the players as much as you can, or the musicians.
And some of the stuff we're talking about is a little complex, so I'd like to urge people to take a look at the website if you're interested in something like the pre-college or the academy track we're talking about. These are new things, and we have 22, I believe, camp experiences in total. And for the academy track, we are asking for CD recordings, but we do have pre-college experiences that do not involve a CD audition that are also like our senior piano camp. It's an advanced piano camp. Our senior flute camp is an advanced flute camp experience for those who are potentially considering a degree in music or maybe plan to play past high school. And these are also done on a first-come, first-served basis. We review music history for each student as it's designated on the application, so we make sure it's a good fit for them. If someone who's in the fifth grade applies for advanced flute camp, we'll probably call and say, hey, are you sure this is the camp you want to go to? Perhaps junior high band camp would be the best one, second session. And we try to move people according to the level of the participant.
Do we have next in our list of excerpts here from the various camps? Do we have one of the small ensembles, or what have you got next?
We have to play the one from the Double Reed camp. don't know how many of our listeners are going to have an opportunity to hear a contra bassoon like we're going to have in this recording. This is kind of a neat one. This is Pigs by a composer named Ridout, and this is from our Double Reed camp. And that camp is organized by John Dee and Timothy McGovern, both from our School of Music faculty.
And is this the next one on the CD?
I think that's the next one, yes.
We'll find out shortly. I'll recognize this piece because I play this every once in a while.
I think it sounds like Pigs.
Yes, it will. So a little pigginess going on here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, but musical pigginess.
Yeah.
Piece called Pigs by Alan, I think he says it right out, I'm not positive, and that was played by a bassoonist in the Double Reed Camp at Illinois Summer Youth Music last June, led by Tim McGovern, who is the bassoon professor at the University of Illinois and co-headmaster of the Double Reed Camp, along with the oboe professor at the University, John Dee. We're talking about ISYM here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
This is FM 90.9's Vincent Trouth, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 for The Weekend Blend. Classical music, the Writer's Almanac, news headlines, and the weather forecast. Everything you need to get you going on a Saturday morning. That's The Weekend Blend, Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 on listener-supported WILL, FM and HD, Urbana.
And I'm Kevin Kelly for Live and Local here on FM 90.9. My guests today are Joyce Griggs and David Allen. And on the show tomorrow is going to be the Schwartz Family Band. And they are indeed a family, and I will not rattle off all their names because I will probably do something stupid and forget them all, but they play together quite often, and they're very accomplished players, violin, guitar from dad, cello from the daughter, one of the daughters, flute from another, and they're going to be playing, appearing on the music series at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute, which is at Carle Clinic in Urbana, on Thursday, giving a short free program, and I thought we'd have them on the show. They'll be live in our studio playing and chatting tomorrow during Live and Local at noon. Joyce, how do you choose camp counselors, but in particular, how do you choose the people who lead the ensembles, whether it's the band or the orchestra or the flutes or whoever?
Sure. Well, I'll start with the counselors first. We actually are very fortunate in that simultaneous with ISYM, we have a summer music master's of education program at the School of Music. And so we have been able to acquire a core group of counselors through that program. And so the counselors that we hire are typically seasoned teachers. They're music teachers, so they understand what the students are going through throughout the day. When they come back to the residence hall, they can speak with the students about how their experiences are. And they are typically from all over the country. We have people coming from as far away as Georgia and as close as some former teachers or some teachers who were former graduate students here in this community. So that's really a great asset for Illinois Summer Youth Music. The directors with the large ensembles and with the pre-college programs, we have a core group of our University of Illinois faculty who teach all of those and lead those ensembles. And then at the junior high level, we really try to bring in guest conductors who have either a connection to the university or have a connection to the faculty at the university. So one of probably the premier junior high orchestra teachers in the country, Dan Long, will be conducting the junior orchestra this year, and he'll be coming down from Michigan. We have had guest conductors from other universities, and we have someone as close as Skokie and some of our other alumni from the University of Illinois Music Education Program who are now teachers in the public schools coming to work with our students. So that's primarily how we find those directors.
Is that at all a change from how it was some years ago? I used to seem to remember seeing a broader pool of conductors come in and work with some of the larger ensembles, or is that pretty consistent with what used to happen?
The practice really, I think, has adjusted slightly in that we're just finding that our School of Music faculty is very interested in being involved with these camps. They see this as a direct line to future college students. You know, college have to recruit, and the more energetic and on the ball your faculty members are, the more they see that this is a way to find out what types of students are taking a look at coming to a university campus and perhaps turning into potential University of Illinois students, not necessarily in music either. I mean, when I was talking to a group yesterday, I mentioned that this is a good way to just find out if you want to come to college at Illinois, because you're going to live in the residence hall, you're going to walk where the students walk with not so many of them around, but you get an opportunity to get a feel for the school. So I think to answer that question, in the past, a lot more guests were brought in because there were a lot more spots to fill. We didn't necessarily have the same level of faculty participation that we're real happy to have right now.
So if somebody comes in and plays in the orchestra and works with Don Schleicher or Eduardo Diaz Munoz or whoever, and they find it a great experience, they may really want to come to the School of Music here.
Might be interesting. Or at least playing in an ensemble if they come to Illinois in engineering or business or whatever else.
So very smart on your part.
We try.
And on the school's part, no question about that. We're talking about the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program here. It is at the School of Music at the University of Illinois every summer. This is their 60th anniversary season. And my guests, David Allen and Joyce Griggs, and I know, Joyce, you have to go in just a moment. So before we hear another excerpt from one of the recent camps. Thanks very much for coming in, and I'm sure you'll fill all the spots with talented students for this summer.
Thank you.
What's next, Dave?
Well, how about we do some excerpts from the excerpts? We have something from senior saxophone camp. We have something from senior flute camp. We have something from senior trombone camp. But let's start with the senior flute camp. This is, well, people will recognize this, I think.
And as Dave Allen said, you probably recognize that as The Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa. We had to get ourselves up to the trio. I haven't played a march in so long. The trio portion that has the big piccolo part. But it's sort of odd to hear flutes playing the whole piece when there's always this big piccolo thing at the end. And it has a different impact when they're all flutes. In any event, that's from the senior flute camp from last summer at Illinois Summer Youth Music. And Joyce Griggs had to take off. She's got a meeting at the School of Music. We still have Dave Allen with us here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Dave, right before Joyce left, she was reminding us that, or reminding you and telling me that there's some information on the history of ISYM on your website, since this is the 60th anniversary summer.
This is a very special year for us. We're celebrating 60 years of great camp experiences for Illinois Summer Youth Music participants. And I'm happy to say that some of the folks who were integral to starting Illinois Summer Youth Music, like Dan Perino and John O'Connor, are still with us in the community and actively in touch with us, reminding us of items. Dan called me just the other day to say, Dave, I wanted to remind you about this thing. And I have a couple pictures for you to see, too, some pictures of campers from 1961. And the way we're going to celebrate this is, as first of all, there's a article dedicated to the 60 years in our Sonorities magazine. If you'd like to read that, you can just go to the website we mentioned previously, the School of Music website, click on the ISYM tab at the top, and you'll see a link to that article. Joyce and I wrote it, kind of celebrating the 60 years. And also, we're going to have in memorabilia in our we're going to have some of the university archivists put together some memorabilia from the camps over the years that will be on display during all of our camp concerts, which is the Saturday, the conclusion of each camp week. Those camp concerts are listed on our School of Music website. They'll also be in the paper through the Krannert advertising that comes out from the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts later. I'm not sure the timing on that, but they usually list our individual camp concerts so folks can go and know what will happen when. Admission is free to all of these concerts. We'd really like to see people come out and check out the various groups with 22 different concerts. There's certainly something to please everyone. But yeah, we really want to celebrate the 60 years. There aren't many music camp institutions that can claim the history and the pedigree that we do, and we're very proud of that.
And on Live and Local here, we'll be sure to let people know through our calendar that what's coming up in performances at the end of the week. And we were just talking, again, while listening to the music, that we're going to try to get some performers from the camps on this show and do some live segments and give folks a treat with some of the really fine young performances that go on at the camp. And who knows? Maybe I'll pop in a rehearsal with a microphone sometime and throw it into a show and hear the process on the way. We just have a few minutes left. What's our next
sample?
How about
a little bit of the senior saxophone camp? I mentioned that if you're an alto saxophone player, you want to come to band camp, the spots might be filled. But we do have some spots left for our advanced senior saxophone camp. If you're a saxophone player or you have a saxophone player in your household who's thinking about playing music on past junior high and high school, this might be the camp for you. Take a listen to these guys. Thank you.
A sampling of the Senior Saxophone Camp at Illinois Summer Youth Music Program, the Turkish Rondo, originally from a piano sonata by Mozart, arranged by Austin Ralphson and conducted by Deborah Richtmeyer, who is co-headmaster for the camp and also the saxophone professor at the University of Illinois. And she and I were classmates, if I remember right, at Northwestern, which has a tremendous sax program, and she's a wonderful player. And has built what I understand is quite a reputation here at the saxophone studio.
Absolutely.
At the University of Illinois.
And Joyce is a product of that studio also.
She
studied saxophone herself, Joyce Briggs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. We talked about
one
her
of Deborah's
earlier.
Students.
I was going to ask you, if I can remember what it was I was just going to ask you. Oh, we've played all instrumental excerpts so far, but it is not an exclusively instrumental camp by
absolutely.
Any stretch.
We have senior choir camp, we have junior choir camp, and we have musical theater camp. And, you know, you were mentioning the name. I've found we've been able to grow into this name pretty well. I've seen camps like, for instance, there's a Bands of America camp who try to have an orchestra camp within it. And I think about their marketing efforts if they're called Bands of America. It's kind of tough. But Illinois Summer Youth Music is something we've been able to expand within. As a matter of fact, adding didgeridoo classes, adding music technology, adding composition and theory. So it's, although not the most rhythmic name, it's definitely very effective in giving us an opportunity to try to fill out the opportunities for youths in music.
And the music theater, that's a relatively recent camp, if
well, it went away for a little while and then came back. Nicholas DiVirgilio used to run the musical theater camp and had quite a following of students who would return year after year. And when he retired, we didn't have the demand for the camp. And it became evident that he was very instrumental in recruiting for that camp. When Dawn Harris came to our faculty, she picked up the stick and has since recruited a great group of students who seem to come back each year and put on great production. I'll tell you what, if you had to pick just one show to catch, that show at the end of musical theater will knock your socks off. It's in the Playhouse at the Krannert Center, and they do excerpts from all the greatest musicals and shows. I couldn't name them all because they usually have about 20 different little snippets from shows with scenery, minimal scenery, but the performing is just excellent.
And theater students tend to be very enthusiastic.
That's right. They stick together and they have a great time. Yeah.
We're talking about the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program at the School of Music at the University of Illinois. The first camp is coming up on beginning June the 14th, but the applications are being taken now. As Dave Allen mentioned earlier, some of the camps are closed, but there are many, many openings. And if you want more information, details on the whole program, and to find out what's open and what is closed, visit the website. Easiest thing to do is just go to the U of I School of Music, and it's just music.illinois.edu. Right. And then you can skip the opening flash page if you want, and ISYM has a button right in the middle of the website.
Right.
And Dave, I really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you so much.
One last excerpt. Let me before we launch into the excerpt, say that because there's really nothing on my music calendar today, we're going to skip the calendar at the end of the show. But I do encourage you to let us know at the station about your group or your ensemble that may have a performance this summer or may simply like to be represented on the show and maybe even do a little live playing. And you send me the information at willcalendar@illinois.edu. So I think we have a little Beatles to close things out, don't we?
Sure, yes.
Which would be, which camp is this now?
This would be our senior trombone camp. And it's a pre-college experience. It's an advanced camp for those who are thinking about playing music on past junior high and high school and maybe even pursuing a degree in trombone performance or music education. You get to work with our professor of trombone, Elliot Chasnoff, and the faculty that he brings in for instructors.
Dave Allen, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Talk about ISYM.
Thank you.
It's live and local on FM 90.9.
Trinidad and the Big Mississippi. Town Honolulu and the Lake Titicaca.
Well, that was not what we thought it was going to be. Can you point me to that, or we'll just wrap up with that?
Well, I think it's the track prior to that one.
I may have skipped one. Let's try again. And we'll let that play out as I give you our weather forecast. It's going to be sunny and pleasant this afternoon with a high of 77. Mostly clear tonight, the low 54. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer with a high of 81. News headlines are next, and lots more music starting at 106. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Current temperature 73 degrees.